You know the answer to that, Owen. Pay a man enough, and he'll walk barefoot into hell.
And welcome back to Radio DMG. I am your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. And today, well, this is being recorded on a Saturday instead of the Tuesday when I was supposed to record it. But we've had a lot of content to go through. I had to look through and check up on our audio content that we got from Denver Comic Con. I'm still collecting my thoughts about Nintendo and their press conference, rather lack of a press conference, their Nintendo Digital event and their whole Treehouse event at E3 2014. I'm compiling my thoughts on that, and I've got a lot of thoughts on that. That's why it wasn't something I could cram into 5 minutes. Now, what are we doing in today's episode? Well, aside from this being a little bit late, we've got an interview with Greg Weisman. Now, one thing I have to say about Denver Comic Con this year is I found it kind of unfortunate that we were only really scheduled for one interview. We were scheduled with the Double Clicks. And we do have that audio, and it's okay. I really would love it if we had dedicated roundtable interviews, or at least a dedicated press panel room to go into so there's not a huge amount of crowd noise in these, you know, audio things. Which is, it's unfortunate, and it's because of the equipment that we have. Hey, if you want us to have new equipment, send us money. We'll be setting up ways for you to do that very shortly. But, yes, the origin of this interview is on Friday. We stopped by Greg Weisman's booth, and we're saying hi, you know, because we know him from other stuff. And he asked if maybe we'd like to do an interview. I said, well, in the new guidelines, we can't ask guests if they'd like to do an interview with us, which, to be honest, there's some people from Artist Alley that we'd like to bring in for interviews. There's some people from the game section that we'd like to bring interviews in. There's a couple guests who would be perfectly okay with it. Just, I don't know why this was in there, but I guess somewhere along the way, somebody somewhere did something and we all suffer for it. So Greg goes, well, you're not asking me, I'm asking you for an interview. Because Greg Weisman has a new book out, which is awesome. And well, we started the interview on Friday, but something didn't feel right about the interview. In fact, like, we'll actually put in the little bit that we cut off after the credits. If you're staying after the credits music for Radio DMG, you'll notice that we have a ton of stuff after the credits usually. We hide stuff there. That's what we do. We're going to start doing that too with our Area DMG stuff. So if you're watching the YouTube videos, sometimes we'll hide stuff at the end or near the end on purpose because we're sneaky like that, yo. Word. Anyways, We started the interview, and just something fell off. One thing I kind of pride myself on is you kind of have to take the pulse of a room when you're talking to somebody or interviewing someone. And if an interview doesn't seem right, if you have the option to, sometimes it's best to reschedule. So we did, actually, and I hung around his booth and helped him sell some books, which his books are on Amazon and in the, well, they're on Amazon and from his site and such, and it's worth checking out. The, well, he'll talk a little bit about it in the interview that we recorded that we're going to be using for this episode of Radio DMG. Now, the interview we did with the Double Clicks, audio quality, and it's not too great. You can hear everybody, but it's not too great. A lot of audio quality from, like, Denver Comic Con has always had that little bit of an issue, but that's okay. We'll have that interview in the next episode of Radio DMG. I figured that it's much better to put in the Greg Weisman one because, well, this one has, we talk about his new franchise. We get a little bit about Star Wars Rebels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he talks a little bit about gargoyles and such. Great, great interview. We'd love to spend more time with him at some other point and juncture. The thing with, like, the double clicks is it's a good first interview. There's a little bit of obvious questions in there because, first interviews are kind of like that. You have to do the, you know, how did your band form, that type of thing. Those are standard quid pro quo or, they're the questions you ask. The who, what, when, where, why, and how. Second interviews, they're at actually a couple other conventions up this year that they will be at. We'll put in applications for press for those, see if we can cover that, because frankly, I think I'd get more out of a second interview. When I was going through the interview with the double clicks, listening to it, I felt that, I think that they had just performed the night before. In fact, you can kind of tell that there's a bit of listlessness there. They're like, because it was scheduled at like 9:30 a.m. in the morning after a night performance. So, it's an okay interview, and you'll find out next week when hopefully we'll cover that and the Nintendo stuff in more detail. But for right now, let's go ahead and get to the Greg Weisman interview that we did at Denver Comic Con 2014. So, cue the music. Welcome back to Radio DMG. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and we're here at Denver Comic Con 2014 with
Greg Weisman.
Now, Greg Weisman, we interviewed you a couple years back, so
that's right.
We're going to go ahead and catch up a little bit.
Okay.
Between Denver Comic Con 2012 and Denver Comic Con 2014, what have you been up to?
Well, I finished up Young Justice. Had a great time doing that series, moved on from that to become one of the executive producers of the first season of Star Wars Rebels, which was a blast. Also in that time, I rewrote an old book and wrote a new book, and so my first novel, Reign of the Ghosts, is out. It's Reign, R-A-I-N, of the Ghosts, and it's available on Amazon or at any bookstore. It's a story of Reign Cacique. She's a 13-year-old girl who lives on a Caribbean island in a chain of islands called the Ghost Keys, or the Ghosts for short. And Reign lives in a bed and breakfast because her mother runs the bed and breakfast, her dad runs a charter boat service. Her parents work in the tourist industry, and she feels like her world is very small. I mean, Reign lives in a tropical paradise and does not appreciate it because she was born there and she doesn't know anything different. And she already works very hard, making beds, serving breakfast, cutting bait. She just feels like this is going to be her whole life, working for tourists. And then her grandfather gives her family heirloom. It's a golden armband with two serpents intertwined. And when she puts it on, she eventually realizes that when she's wearing it, she sees dead people. She can talk to ghosts, communicate with them, and try and help them. And so the first book, Reign of the Ghosts, involves this process of discovery and Reign finding out that she's got a mission, a destiny, that this world that she thought was very small is actually very, very large. And there's World War II mystery and ghosts and all sorts of stuff. In the second book in the series, Spirits of Ash and Foam, Reign's mission continues, and it also deals very much in the mythology of the Taino people of the Caribbean. So we've got the Taino version of a mermaid, the Taino version of a vampire, and that's a kind of vampire you've never seen before in pop culture. For starters, no sparkling.
Does it hop?
It does not hop.
Okay.
So Spirits of Ash and Foam comes out July 8th, 2014. And it also can be pre-ordered on Amazon or ordered in any bookstore. And I'm very proud of both books. I'm very excited about it. If you like my work on Gargoyles or Young Justice or Spider-Man or any of those shows, I'm pretty sure you're going to like Rain. It's rich in mythology, high action adventure. It's funny at times. It's tragic at times. Lots of action and mystery and even a little horror in there. So it's really got something for everybody.
It sounds amazing. So how did you come up with the idea of this?
Well, Rain was originally something I developed as a television series. I had finished up Gargoyles and was at DreamWorks and started researching the Caribbean and just found all this rich mythology and from the Taino and other Mesoamerican cultures from South America, Central America, and North America, and thought this is an area that just has not been traversed in pop culture. We always do Greek mythology or Norse mythology, but we haven't really touched on this. So I found that very exciting. So we developed it as an animated series. We sold it to Nickelodeon, but they never ended up making it. So I got the rights back from DreamWorks and decided I would do this as a book series. So it's, in theory, a 9-book series, although I keep getting more and more story ideas. So now I'm starting to think it might just be an 18-book series. So we'll see. But I've written the first two, and I'm working on the third book now, Mask of Bones.
Ooh, Mask of Bones?
Yeah, Mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E.
Hmm. I have a quick question about your writing process. Do you start with the end in sight and then just kind of fill in what happens between it, or do you just kind of go as you go along?
Generally, I have a fairly good idea of how things will end, but I really outline things in detail. I use index cards on a bulletin board. For Spirits of Ash and Foam, there were 693 colored index cards, and even then, you know, that creates an outline that I then use as I'm writing, so that the writing process is as smooth as possible. All I have to worry about is the language and the dialogue and the words, and I don't have to worry about, well, what's supposed to happen next, you know. But even then, you know, sometimes, as with any project that's going well, the characters start to tell you what's happening. So there were a couple minor characters in Spirits, very minor characters, who then kept telling me, no, we've got a bigger role to play in this story. And so their role expanded in this book, and so in the books that go forward, they're going to become much more important characters going forward than I thought they were, because, you know, they basically took over their own destiny. It was great.
So, with Reign of the Ghosts and Spirit of Ash and Foam and Mask of Bones, will you look into, like, making small short stories for these? Maybe you could get, like, a graphic artist or people that you know to do some type of graphic novel for you?
Right now, my focus is on audio, as opposed to graphic novel. Not that I wouldn't. I'd be totally open to doing a comic book version or graphic novel version of Rain, but my focus right now is on doing the audiobook for Rain. It's a little too early to talk about it, but if your viewers want to follow me on Twitter at Greg_Weissman, as soon as I have the details, I'll tweet them. They can also look for me on AskGregWeissman.com. My last name, by the way, is Weissman, W-E-I-S-M-A-N. Ask Greg is a website I've had for about 17 years where I answer questions about the shows I've done, about the industry, about writing tips, pop culture, sometimes life if I'm in the mood, you know. And there's about 17 or 18 years worth of archives there of questions I've answered. And if you can't find the answer to your question, you can ask a new question on the website. And I eventually get to all of them. I'm a couple months behind now, but I'll get to them eventually.
Excellent. So,
and obviously, if I have news about Rain or anything, I'll both tweet it and post it on Ask Greg.
Since you said you had been working with DreamWorks, are you still working with DreamWorks?
Not right now.
Not currently. You got brought back into the Disney fold for Star Wars Rebels?
Well, I've been a lot of places over the years. I started in cartoons at Disney. Well, actually, my first cartoon was for Sunbow. It was an episode of, a freelance episode of Gem and the Holograms. But then I worked at Disney for 7 years. I worked at DreamWorks for 2.5 years. Then I went freelance, and I've worked for Sony, for Nickelodeon, for Disney again, for Lucasfilm, for Lego, for Hasbro, for Warner Brothers, for Cartoon Network, for DC Comics, for Marvel Comics, for, did I say Sony yet? I don't know.
Yeah.
So I've, you know, I've been at this a long time, so I've worked a lot of different places.
So, I was going to ask a little bit, what can you tell us about Star Wars Rebels?
Like, absolutely nothing.
Ah, oh, darn.
I'm sorry, but if I started talking about Rebels, a Lucasfilm lawyer would swoop down and take away my firstborn child.
Oh, gosh, so, no.
No, I've signed a non-disclosure agreement. I can't talk about Rebels beyond the obvious, which is that I'm one of the executive producers of that show. It premieres in the fall. I think it's going to rock. It's going to be a great show. I'm sure they'll have big announcements at San Diego Comic-Con, but I'm not privy to their publicity plans.
Just say the fact that you're an executive producer on it and that you've worked on such great projects like Gargoyles and Young Justice is just enough to get hyped about it, right?
I would think so. I would hope so. And I can tell you, I mean, the other producers are Simon Kinberg, who just wrote and produced X-Men Days of Future Past, and Dave Filoni, who lives and breathes Star Wars. He did Star Wars The Clone Wars for 8 years with Lucasfilm. And Dave is really the heart of Star Wars Rebels. But, you know, working with those two guys and the other talented writers and actors on the show has just been great. This show's going to rock, I promise.
So, speaking of things that rock, let's get back to, Denver Comic Con 2014. You've been to the multiple Comic Cons, 2012, 2013, and 2014. What do you think of 2014 so far? What do you think of this one?
I've had a blast. I mean, I've had a bunch of great panels. We did a Young Justice panel today. We did a spectacular Spider-Man panel. And last night we had just a packed house in their biggest room for the Gargoyles 20th anniversary reunion panel. We had a great group there. It was myself, Greg Guler, who was the lead character designer on the show, Vic Cook, who was one of the storyboard artists, and we had four of the voice actors there. Jim Cummings, who played Dingo, Sally Richardson, who played Elisa Mazza, Jonathan Frakes played David Xanatos, and Marina Sirtis played Demona. And by the way, not on the panel, but also at the con, were Michael Dorn, who played Coldstone, and Taurus, LeVar Burton, who played Anansi. So it's been kind of a Gargoyles 20 weekend for me, and that's been great because I still love the show, and I'm thrilled that the fans still care about it enough to pack the largest room in the house, and we had a great time at that panel.
In fact, we've seen some cosplayers for it. Did you at least see that Goliath cosplayer?
Yeah, there was an incredibly, first off, really big guy. I mean, really big guy, and playing Goliath, and phenomenal costume. He had with him a young woman playing Elisa Mazza, who looked great. There was a great Demona there, a great Macbeth there. I may have missed some others, but those were the four I saw. And I actually missed Macbeth during the panel because we brought the other three up, and I didn't spot Macbeth, or I would have brought him up too. I saw him after the fact, and I felt bad about that because he looked fantastic, but I just, you know, in the crowd, I didn't see him. It's easier to spot those characters with the big wings, I guess. But
especially considering how him and Demona are connected.
So, yeah, and he was with Demona, and she didn't say anything. But,
I don't think she would.
But it was fun. We had a good time.
So, you going to be back for DCC 2015?
It's up to the con. I'm happy to come back. I have a great time here every year. So as long as they want to bring me back, I'll keep coming.
Excellent. Well, before we get going, is there anything else you'd like to go ahead and promote?
No, I mean, the big things for me right now are Reign of the Ghosts and Spirits of Ash and Foam, and I'd probably talk your ear off about those already.
Oh, no, no. It's like, this is, that sounds awesome. I haven't gotten to read it yet, but yeah, you should definitely promote it. It sounds great.
Well, thank you.
And you sold out of them here at Comic-Con.
Which is good and bad.
Completely sold out.
Good to sell out. Always good to sell out, but I sold out so early in the convention that I really wish I had brought more.
Well, there's always next year, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And next year you should have all three of them out, right?
I don't think Mask will be quite done by then because I've only just started the research for the book, and it took me almost exactly a year to write Spirits. So if it takes me a year to write Mask, then, you know, the publishing process takes another 6 months or so. So I don't think Mask will be out, but the first two will be out by then, and by then I hope Mask will be at least in the pipeline.
And I'm like, this is kind of what we're working on. Like, you can see, you can read a little. Nope, you can't. That type of thing.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, it's been nice talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
No problem. This is Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. We're at Denver Comic Con 2014 with
Greg Weissman.
And you're now caught up. Good night.
And that was our interview with Greg Weissman from Denver Comic Con 2014. I'm Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. You are still listening to Radio DMG. Lucky you. There's so much more to go through, so much more stuff to do. We have some interesting content that we haven't really gotten to process all of it yet. So much stuff. So, what you need to do to keep track of it all is you need to follow us on Facebook. You need to follow us on Twitter. Just type in dmgice.com or radiodmg.com and click on the little thing like for Facebook or Twitter. Follow us on those. Subscribe to us. I think this is still going on to iTunes. I just never bothered to care. But yeah, it's probably still there. If you you should also subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's called Area DMG. Because that's got some content, people. It's all good. But yeah, that's it for this episode of Radio DMG. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. You are listening to Radio DMG. And good night, and you are now caught up.
Welcome back to Radio DMG. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I'm here at Denver Comic Con 2014 with
Greg Weissman. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Just in case our audience isn't familiar with you, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Greg Weissman. I am probably best known as being the creator and one of the producers of Gargoyles for Walt Disney Television back in the 90s. In fact, this year at Denver Comic Con and at other cons all summer long, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Gargoyles. We've got a big reunion panel tomorrow with members of the voice cast, members of the crew. We're very excited about that. I also have produced a variety of shows like Witch, Spectacular Spider-Man, Young Justice. I'm currently one of the executive producers on the first season of Star Wars Rebels. Which is premiering in the fall. And I also freelanced a lot of episodes of television, a lot of comic books, and a big thing for me right now is that I wrote a novel called Reign of the Ghosts. It was originally developed as a television series for DreamWorks and Nickelodeon. They bought it, but then didn't end up making it, so I got the rights back and decided to do it as a series of books instead. So I wrote the first novel, Reign of the Ghosts, which is out now. You can get it on Amazon or at a bookstore or wherever.
Is it on like Kindle as a download as well?
Yep, you can get it as an ebook, absolutely. The second book, Spirits of Ash and Foam, is out on July 8th.
Oh, hold on.